Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Tuesday, the 13th of April, 2021, where in just a few minutes, I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets and the world of economics today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 closed flat. Well, it was up 3 points to 6,977 points. The information technology stocks did very well, with the tech index up more than 2%. At the other end of the market, utilities, energy, and material stocks all underperformed. All the banks were up today after credit ratings agency Fitch increased its rating on all four big banks to stable from negative, citing the better-than-expected housing market and economic recovery in Australia. Fitch said earnings and dividends of the banks could also return faster than expected. The three big miners, BHP, Rio and Fortescue Metals, all dropped back by around 1%. Zipco was the best performer of the top 200, up nearly 17%, after it said third quarter revenue jumped 80% to a record $114 million, and transactions more than doubled. Its US business, QuadPay, reported a 234% jump in transaction volumes. That's great. It was a standout part of the group. Market leader Afterpay also benefited as a result, and its share price rose more than 3%. Other big movers today included rubbish removal group Bingo Industries, up 10.5%, and car sales group Eagers Automotive, up more than 6%. Mining company Perenti was the worst performer today, down more than 4%. The A2 Milk Company, the worst performer among the top stocks during the pandemic, jumped nearly 5% today. The Daigou channel to market, where expats bought products such as powdered milk and sent them home, mostly to China, dried up during the pandemic. But broker Bill Potter today said there were signs that the Daigou market might be coming back to life, and that's great news for A2 Milk. Gold miner IGO said it would sell its 30% stake in the Tropicana Gold Project to Regis Resources for $903 million. Regis will raise $650 million from investors to fund the deal, and its boss, Jim Bayer, said the deal was transformational for his company, offering safe, reliable, long-life and low-cost gold production. IGO's share price ended the day up 1.5%, while Regis was in a trading halt ahead of the capital raise. In economic news, business conditions around the country have hit a record high. The National Australia Bank March survey of business conditions jumped 8 points to 25 points, and the bank's chief economist, Alan Oster, said the economic recovery had been much more rapid than anyone could have forecast. The Aussie dollar is trading at 76.1 US cents, pretty much unchanged all day, all week, and in fact, all this month. Recapping Wall Street, the S&P 500 finished the day flat. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 0.2%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ closed down 0.4%. That's it for the afternoon market report for Tuesday, the 13th of April, 2021. I'll be back tomorrow morning for the regular edition of Fear and Greed with all the business news you need for a successful day. And I'll also be talking to Alex Jemison, one of Australia's most prominent financial planners. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.